Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Welcome to the State of Pro Wrestling Show, the WrestleMania Week Review Special! What an amazing show we have for you fans tonight. Cheers. Jam onto that one. Hello, fellow pro wrestling fans. My name is John Fredrickson. This is the State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. Tonight, another two-hour special post-WrestleMania week. We've been working hard. It's time to sit back, relax. Cheers to everybody. Tonight, man, I had to kick it off with that Skylar Gray track. Rest in peace to the WWE Network. I remember my first WrestleMania that I got to watch on the network when it first came up was that one from San Francisco. And that song always stuck out to me. I started digging into some of her music after that. But, yeah, cool to see the pop crossover that has always been WrestleMania. And you know, the original event that brought everybody to wherever it is, you know, it's, this year it happened to be Tampa. So tonight's guest, we're going to kick it off shortly with a couple of the most hardcore son of a bitches that you've ever fucking seen or witnessed in the pro wrestling realm. Sometimes they don't even need a ring. We are very, very excited to have the Renaissance, Ricky Noren, joining us tonight, as well as Damon Spriggle. Ricky Noren, we've had some great interviews with. Can't wait to release the rest of those from Time Bomb Pro Wrestling. Last year we went hit both WrestlePalooza shows in Minneapolis. That was the first week of January, right before everything went crazy. Hit two WrestlePaloozas. And then Time Bomb was doing a show that Saturday out in Grand Forks, I believe it was. No ring, death match. Had some bands playing in between. It was a lot of fun. And it reminded me of WrestleMania week, you know, with the show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced WrestleMania week, but it's a different beast. I would tell everybody it's almost like a festival where there's just wrestling going on from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. And in between there as well, there's more wrestling going on. And then there's just so much, so many seminars and different things going on. I think this year, you know, it's dialed back a little bit because of everything going on. But it was great to see things reopen and see action. I decided against going to Tampa this year. Jealous as fuck, for sure. Like, always such a great time. But, yeah, stayed back and kind of watched from Fight TV. Got to see a lot of stuff. Tonight's guests, we got to see the Renaissance, Ricky Noren in there, Damon Spriggle in there as well. A triple threat match with Orrin Vite. We'll get into that. We'll talk to them about that shortly here. We'll bring the guys on. But, yeah, very excited about tonight's show. Also have Garrison Creed joining us here in the first hour. He was down there for representing his brand, Boot and Heel, kind of dipping their toe into the pro wrestling world as far as throwing shows or setting up shows. So very cool. Very excited to talk to him. I know he was on like a little mini tour of his own. That's the mercenary Garrison Creed, originally from around this area, Midwest, you know, Wisconsin. We've seen him a lot around Minnesota when things were running. But yeah, he's always gotten out there. We got to talk to him last week. Figure we'd check back in with him, see how it went. And then second hour, we're going to kick it off 8 o'clock Central here with Jaren. Oh, man, I'm blanking. Jaren from, good Lord, I'm struggling here. I admit I'm not as prepared as I usually am. It's been a pretty busy week. Let me get to you get to the promo. But anyways, he does custom action figures. Very excited. Let's run down the little preview here. Hold on, give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So get yourself together here, man. All right. From the phenomenal figures, Jaren. Oh, where is it? Where is it here? Let me do this right, dang it. Let me get this right. In the second hour, top of the second hour, we'll be joined by wrestling action figure, customizer, and photographer, Jaren Peel. Jaren Peel, a.k.a. Phenomenal Figures. See, I'm a rapper. You just punch right in. If you fuck it up, you mess it up, you just get punched right in right there. And then to wrap tonight, we will have pro wrestler Ken E. Defiance. Excited to talk to him and his experience in his life leading up into pro wrestling and how he got into this world and what he's been up to. He's been a student there at the Academy School of Pro Wrestling in Minneapolis. Very renowned school, but they've been shut down due to COVID, so... I've been hitting up them recently, trying to see if we can get any news on when they'll reopen and everything, because, yeah, that school has really changed the landscape around here. You talk about the talent that they've turned out. Let's see. Oh, looks like we got our guest. Speaking of people with some academy experience, man, and training underneath Ken Anderson, let's just jump into the show right away. Let's bring on our first two guests. I believe We have them here. We got the Renaissance, Ricky Noren. How are you doing tonight, Ricky? Hello, hello. Do we have Ricky Noren on the line right now? Do we have Damon Spriggle on the line right now?
It sounds like you do have me on the line right now.
Excellent, excellent. It gives me the phone number, so we're going based off that. Do we have any fans calling in right now, possibly, maybe to ask some questions? All right. All right. Maybe we just got a listener as well. Sometimes we just get people can also call into the show there on the call-in line at 646-668-8672. Call in, ask our guest tonight any questions. We are joined right now by pro wrestler Damon Spriggle. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Amazing, man. Just still trying to catch up on all. There was still too much going on last week. It's still going to take me a couple weeks to watch everything, but that was very cool to see you guys, see you in that triple threat match against Ricky Noren and Oren Vite. Can you take us behind how that came together?
It kind of came together through Oren himself. Cologne asked him what he wanted to do, what match he wanted to do for that show, and Oren said that Ricky and me was who he wanted to wrestle.
It's awesome, man. How did you hear about it? How did you hear about the announcement then?
He just messaged me one day and asked me, he's like, hey, how would you think about working Cologne's show? And I was like, oh, that would be really cool. And then about an hour later, he's like, all right, you're on Cologne's show. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Awesome, man. Let's see. We got another caller right now. Let's see if we got the Renaissance himself, Ricky Noren. Is that you?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. That's good enough for me, I guess.
it's me.
Awesome. Ricky, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Like, I just, speaking this past weekend, I just, like, redid all my wrappings on my left elbow, and everything's looking all right.
Interesting. Now everything's looking all right. What does that mean? What is going on with your elbow?
Oh, so after the match, like, I have this a series of, like, 3 half-inch gashes right below my left elbow. Almost just kind of like just kind of a particular kind of, like, wedge opening, you know, that you get in death matches. But the other two were kind of crown-shaped because I think I must have fell on a gusset plate when I went through something. So,
all right, and You're referring to that triple threat match? You're referring to that triple threat match we've seen on Fight TV?
Yeah, on Planet Death, yep.
Dang, and now, Damon, did you suffer any injuries as well or any cuts?
I mean, you always get cut in every single death match. That's
I suppose.
That's what you sign up for, but nothing too serious that I had to wrap like Ricky did, even though I went through, like, a second match a couple hours later. Nothing too serious.
All right.
Just like the normal soreness and cuts, kind of.
All right. Interesting. Now, Ricky, how did you hear about the match coming together?
What was it? So, Oren Vite sent us a message saying that he was going to try and get us on Planet Death, and he was talking to Alex Cologne about it, who's producing it. And it was kind of a little waiting period, and then eventually it got okayed.
That's so awesome, man. Yeah, it was very cool hearing the announcement. Very cool of him to do that for you guys. Now, did you get a chance to watch it back at all?
Not yet. I haven't watched it yet. I'm still kind of, like, taking everything in, but I'm probably this weekend I'll sit down and watch it real good.
All right, sure. It was very cool to see Nick fucking Gage announcing your guys' match as well. But it was some parts were like, man, I wish they had a little more about. What are they? I liked it at the end. They referred to you as Ricky. Don't call me RS Pussy Norin. But it was cool to see Nick Gage on commentary, man. Or cool to hear him anyways. He's pretty entertaining. Now, Damon, you said you had a show a couple hours after this, after the triple threat match. What show was that?
That was ICW No Holds Barred Volume 12.
All right. And ICW is that? Where are they out of again?
New Jersey, right, Ricky? New Jersey.
Yeah, that area, New Jersey, New York.
All right. Because I know Ricky had wrestled for who's ICW Milwaukee. Are they all affiliated together, or how does that work?
That's a good question. You'd have to ask them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's like Milwaukee and New York and with that ICW up in like I think it's Scotland or in the UK. They're all connected like through the ICW network. I can't remember who like that the main dude is, but yeah, it's something like that.
All right, fair enough. Now, what was it like going down there? Did you guys stay for the whole weekend then, or let's start with Ricky. What was your WrestleMania week like?
You get down there first night. The first night we had to stay with a bunch of other Minnesota folks you might know. Who was it? NDS, Shane Black, Devon Monroe. I think somebody else was there. And then we went to this super touristy restaurant called American Social, and I had a very disappointing fish sandwich. But the rest of everything went well. We got the Waffle House, so I was happy about that.
Nice. Now, was this your first WrestleMania week experience?
Yeah. I've never been to WrestleMania. Never been to Mania or anything, and so this is pretty exciting. And I got family down there too, so I was able to see them.
Awesome, man! Did you check out any of the other shows? Or
I think David and I probably watched up to like a full day's worth of wrestling in person that weekend.
Awesome, man! Yeah, I think that's my favorite part of it. Just all the different wrestling going on. Just checking out whatever. Or just having so many options. I know when I went out to New Jersey a couple of years ago, it was cool to check out some of the like local wrestling from that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get any chance to check out any Tampa area wrestling at all?
Not really. We mostly stayed around the IWTV collective, I guess you could say. That's kind of what we watch for the most part.
Sure. And what was your week like, Damon?
Same as Ricky. We basically spent the last, 5 days in Tampa together 24/7. So, more or less, we had very similar experiences.
Cool. Any matches or wrestlers that stuck out to you?
Oh. I got to say, I think I might have mentioned it on Facebook or Twitter or something, but So the main event of the show that Damon got off for ICW, the main event was Dolly Murdoch and Eric Ryan, which is an amazing match. They were doing headlock takeovers in the broken glass.
Jesus.
And that's one of the biggest takeaways I got from that weekend. That match was great.
Awesome. And what was it like for you guys to perform on a big stage like that, to be part of the collective? We'll start with Damon. What was it like to be a part of the collective, be a part of WrestleMania week?
It's definitely different than any other show type experience that I've ever really been on. I think it's cool kind of standing or being amongst a lot of people that you know and you've seen wrestle before, but really had never met them in person, and you're in the same locker room with them. I think that was pretty cool, and Yeah, just the entire experience of flying out there and staying out there was really something I enjoyed.
Awesome, man. And how about for you, Ricky? What was that experience like getting to be a part of the collective?
It was great. It was great to, I don't know if I made new friends, but definitely like meeting new people and talking and things like, so, you know, Shane Mercer has his own hot sauce that he makes, right? And after the show, we were about to leave, and then he's like, I had everyone try his hot sauce. And the thing was, it was really good, but it destroyed my mouth for like 10 minutes. But it was a really good hot sauce.
Nice, nice. Just, maybe
it's weird things like that, you know, that are kind of fun. Just seeing all the other Minnesota Midwest folks killing it, Shane Black getting shot into the air like a UFO.
Cool, man. What shows was Shane Black a part of?
He was on Effie's show, Twink Hunter Tag Gauntlet.
Nice. Awesome, man. Yeah, Gina, he was wrestling. Yeah, it was cool to see a lot of the Minnesota guys getting out there, a lot of the Minnesota talent, and the Midwest people. I think that's one of my favorite things is going out and kind of like almost like a sporting event, you know, cheering for the home team and whatnot. And I know when I went out to New York, got to see like Airwolf wrestle against Ray Phoenix, you know, and that was really cool. It felt like, you know, cheering for the home team and everything. Now, did you guys make any connections, or you feel like it was worth it? It was like you got that exposure, you got that experience now, or maybe you looked at differently, or.
I would definitely say it was worth it, and you know, with every trip, there's going to be highs and lows, and. But I honestly feel like I learned a lot, not just about myself wrestling, but about the entire show as a process and all that. And I think it was definitely worth it.
All right. How about you, Ricky? Any takeaways from being able to go down there and wrestle for the collective and be a part of WrestleMania week?
Yeah, it was good because I knew it was going to be an exhausting experience, but it was kind of nice to just cram all that wrestling into a few days and really just – it's almost like when you're cramming for a test in college where you're just consuming all this information at once, making these connections, talking to people. It was a very constructive time for me personally, and I know that I gained a lot of new fans out of it. I remember that at the end of my match, like – I had these two canvas panels, and that's what I was doing in the front row. And I took one panel, screwed it off my chest, and the other one on my back. And a brother put some pictures on Twitter of it. And I kept thinking to myself, that's cool that people are into that. But I also should have charged the money. God damn it. But... Nah, it was good. It was good.
Sure, sure. I hear you. I still got that canvas that you painted with Orenvite's blood and... I think it ended up getting smashed over your head, but yeah, I definitely feel like I owe you something. That's one of my favorite pieces of wrestling memorabilia. I'm like, I need to throw Ricky Norton some money for this, man. Cool. Yeah, some great memories. It was great to see you guys on there. It was so hype as a fan of you guys and seeing you guys, you know, wrestle for Time Bomb and places around here, and to see you on the big stage like that, like Nick Gage and Kevin KG get on the call there for the collective and. Yeah, seeing the violence you guys brought, seeing that you guys got to get some cool fucking, some deathmatch fucking, seeing those plates of glass fucking bust, and getting your time, man, getting your time on the fucking, I don't know, I want to say national spotlight, but it's bigger than, on the worldwide web spotlight. But yeah, it was awesome to see you guys get that time. Very cool of Orenvite to give you guys that opportunity. Hopefully we'll see more of that. I guess one thing I was interested in, are people like outside of the Midwest, are they familiar with Time Bomb and what Time Bomb Pro is doing?
Hmm.
I think so. I at least I know some of the wrestlers are because I got asked a couple times if I was part of the whole time bomb thing. So I think it's slowly, it is starting to get out there. And, of course, with every event, it seems like our audience grows and grows. So I'm excited to see where that can go to.
Yeah.
For sure, man. Yeah, I'm a big fan of what Time Bomb's been doing. That was my first live death match, was going out there last January and seeing the main event was Champion Orin Vite versus Renaissance Ricky Noren. And yeah, that match especially really won me over, man. I was like, I don't know if I can stomach all this. Like, it's really violent stuff, but yeah, it was just won over that night. And then over the weekend, I just kind of had the whatever matches on in the background, and my kids are really casual fans, but as soon as I had deathmatch wrestling on, they were really like intrigued by it. It's got that almost like that belief, that believability, like back in the day when you were watching ECW and you were like, man, this shit is like realer than the fucking shit on TV, you know? Like, I feel like the great wave, everything that GCW has done, and then seeing some of it to an extent on AEW as well, seeing like get the mainstream exposure and not be such a fringe genre or whatever you want to categorize it as.
Yeah, because I feel like deathmatch wrestling, there's definitely a place for it. It's never going to be fully mainstream, obviously, but that's not the point, you know, because people, like, whether they want to admit it or not, they want to see violence, and it's very cathartic to watch a death match, to watch destruction, because you had a shitty day at work, you had a shitty fucking week, whatever. Who doesn't want to watch some shit fucking blow up, you know? Who doesn't like people? People love horror movies, you know? But this is like a horror movie, but in real life.
Oh, yeah. It was a great analogy, Ricky. This is a Renaissance Ricky Noren we're talking to. Over the summer, this past summer, I got to see you step into the ring against Schlack. What was that experience like?
That was fun. I definitely want a rematch because Schlack's I felt like he was somebody that I really kind of clicked with in the ring, you know, because they're both kind of big boys. It's absolutely something that I'd want to do again.
Is this you calling him out?
I'll call Schlack, sure. He knows where to find me. I know where to find him. And it's going to happen here, but I'm not the type of fucking indie fuck who's going to go out on Twitter and be like, I want to wrestle Schlack. No, that's not my style. All right? I know the universe will let it happen, and when it does happen, I'm going to get my win.
Yes. True artist, man. The Renaissance, Ricky Noren. Anything else you want to add from the WrestleMania experience this week?
Nah, pretty much that covers it. Oh, yeah, it was kind of fun to see Teddy Hart get kicked the fuck out of the venue.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. David, any last words? Go ahead,
Jimmy. Two matches.
What's that? Go ahead. Sorry.
I just said watch my two matches, Planet
watch
Death on Fight
matches.
TV and ICW No Holds Barred Volume 12 on IWTV.
Awesome. There you heard it, fans. Now, you guys want to give a quick rundown? Damon, you want to give a quick rundown of yourself to fans who maybe are unfamiliar real quick before we go? Give them a rundown of your experience. And who is Damon Spriggle?
Damon Spriggle is the most humble wrestler you'll ever meet and probably the greatest at the same time. And I've been wrestling probably, I think, last 3.5 years, trained by Ken and Sean out of the academy. And you'll be seeing more of me, so check my socials out, and they're all at Damon Spriggle.
Awesome. Ricky, would you like to familiarize yourself with the fans really quick?
Ricky Noren, the Renaissance, the Gallery Ready, the deathmatch artist. I suffer for art. Now it's your turn. So you kind of get the idea of what I, I'm doing here. And also trained at the academy, also been at it 3.5, 4 years, somewhere in that kind of time frame. And just hit up my socials. I try to post promos regularly so you can get an idea of the character and why I do the things I do.
Awesome, man. Yeah, big fan. Big fan of everything, all the promos and creativity. Since everything you brought to pro wrestling, we'll dive into that another day once again, I'm sure. But tonight the focus is WrestleMania week. Do you guys have any favorite memories, favorite WrestleMania memories of all time to share with us before you go? We'll start off with Ricky this time.
Let's see here. WrestleMania 30 was always one I enjoyed. I watched that with a couple buddies, and you know, watching the streak end pop me, because like I literally said after that F5, like, oh, he's gonna kick out, and then he didn't. I was like, God damn, you got me. So WrestleMania 30 is probably one of my favorites, and probably my favorite WrestleMania memory.
Awesome, man, for sure. And how about you, Damon?
My favorite probably WrestleMania memory would be watching WrestleMania 28, because that was the first time I ever watched a WrestleMania, and I was 11, so you can see how young I am. But that's about it, I think.
Awesome, awesome. Any words about your fellow competitors, opponents here tonight? Damon, any words about Ricky?
Ricky is probably the most creative wrestler I have ever met, and I could beat him every single night. So,
all right. Ricky, any words about Damon?
Well, I mean, humbly speaking, I am the greatest artist of our generation, so that would also make me the greatest wrestler by default. But I'm just saying, Damon Spiegel and I, we've never been on one-on-one, so... We'll see what happens if that eventually comes to a head.
We'll see. Excellent, excellent. I want to thank you both for joining us here tonight on the State of Pro Wrestling podcast. Let's check the phone lines one time really quick here while we still got you guys. Anybody have any questions for the Renaissance Ricky Noren or Damon Spiegel before we let them go? All right, man, we'll let you guys go. Thank you for joining us, sharing your experience. Look forward to seeing you guys out there again.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, man. You're here at the State of Pro Wrestling podcast with John Fredrickson. That was our first kickoff segment with pro wrestlers, the Renaissance Ricky Noren, and pro wrestler Damon Spiegel, who are part of some huge matches this past WrestleMania week, Planet Death down there. Very cool to hear about how that came together, put together a show organized under the Collective by Alex Colon, and then to hear the story behind it and how it came together, how Orrin Vyte was able to choose his opponents, and that he chose two of the best from around here, for sure, man. And that they've stepped into this deathmatch realm. Like each Damon Spiegel and Ricky Noren were very interesting wrestlers just on their own before they stepped into the deathmatch realm. And to see what they've done so far and how far they've taken it, and then to see them WrestleMania week on that part of the Collective, man, it was so, so exciting. Like I said, cheering on your home team, seeing your home team knock it out the park or play a big playoff game. You know, it's great to see that happen. Hopefully more big things for both those guys. Very grateful that they could join us here tonight. That was the Renaissance Ricky Noren and Damon Spiegel, who I got to interview post-match at Time Bomb Pro Wrestling, who just announced a big show. Here, let's go ahead and plug that right away. Very excited to have my first opportunity to step step in as an interviewer. I've done a lot of shoot interviews for these past couple of years. Like I would tell everybody, kind of like putting myself through a pro wrestling journalism college. and now I've graduated. I put my time in. Where are we going? Let's check out Time Bomb Pro Wrestling. But yeah, just announced the next event, Survival, Never Goes Out of Style. Thursday, May 27th up there in Fargo at the Sanctuary. Fans allowed back, masks required. Streaming live on IWTV. Dude, I am so excited about that. I can't tell you how excited I am about that. How honored I am that I would be invited back. That I could be a part of this, man. A huge show. See Eric Cannon, Jossi, Kara Noia. I know she's got a new character. Kara, we'll just call her Kara. Amazing wrestler. Excited to see her under a new gimmick as well. And then I am unfamiliar with these two masked men. I admit that I am not the most educated pro wrestling fan. I know. But we see Duke Cornell and the Carver right there, center. Front and center on the poster. So very excited to see what will happen. That's being streamed live. Hopefully, fingers crossed that David Spriggle will be back and be a part of this. It was fun to get to interview him. Had a couple tough losses, but yeah, one of the most intense matches of that last card that Time Bomb had. You can see it on YouTube. The Here to Stay event. You look up Time Bomb Pro Wrestling at a Here to Stay event. Just amazing. But yeah, the main event, the stipulation Dominic Guarini had placed was no weapons, no death match, just straight up wrestling match. So the match that really shined was Matthew Justice versus Damon Spriggle. Good God, they brought the violence. Those guys busted out plenty of tubes. There was suplexing on the guardrail type. It was just fucking amazing. And then they busted out skateboards and just the skate decks, I guess, is what the skaters would call them, because it was like a skateboard without wheels. I think that's what they call them, decks. But yeah, those fuckers just lit each other up, man. I thought for sure Damon was going to get the win over Matthew Justice, who another wrestler I was unfamiliar with, but very experienced. Very hardcore son of a bitch. Hats off, tough son of a bitch in his own right. Hell yeah. That was my half-assed Stone Cold imitation. But, yeah, let's see. What we got coming up soon? Uh-oh.
Hold on. A message here.
Let's see. Let's check the phone lines. We got our next guest coming up, Garrison Creed, the mercenary. Garrison Creed, very excited to talk to him about his experience down there in Tampa and just the insane tour that he went on and how many shows he pulled off. Just a wrestler getting out there, making a name for himself, making a stride. Getting some recognition like our first guest there, the Renaissance Ricky Noren and Damon Spriggle, getting their names out there, making an impact. When they have their time, they're making the most of it. They're making finding a way to stand out, and that's what it's all about. So I'm so excited. We might look at the lineup and say, oh, who's these guys? It's not a bunch of household names. It's not a bunch of former WWE characters or former people that were on TV, but some of the best doing it right now. I'm very excited. Mercenary Garrison Creed, do we have you on the line? Hello. Or do we have a caller? Hello. Would you like to join us live? All right. We'll hold off. Yeah, fans, if you want to give us a call here, call into the show at any point, ask a question, talk wrestling. We're here post-WrestleMania week. Just give that guest line a call, 646-668-8669. 8672. We'll be live for 2 hours tonight, 7 Central to 9 or 8 Eastern. We got some fans out east. Great to be live here. blogtalkradio.com/opentalkradio. Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Podcast network coming to you out of Detroit, hosted by Martez L. Hope to get out there. Speaking of Detroit, this weekend we'll be headed out to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at the Oshkosh Convention Center. ACW presents Wrestling Con, huge wrestling convention, pro wrestling show, their biggest show of the year. Hornswoggle just got off. He was Facebook Live talking about the event with his partners and one of the wrestlers who's challenging for the title. But State of Pro Wrestling will be there live. We'll have our merch booth set up. We'll be giving away some prizes. We'll have a little raffle, giving away some cool, unique pro wrestling merch. Maybe some Dick the Bruiser cover, some old wrestling magazines for the Wisconsin fans. Oh, here, we'll mute you again here. Sorry about that. Was given a chance. But, yeah, coming up here, we'll have the mercenary, Garrison Creed, joining us. Amazing pro wrestler. Go on any social media, check him out. Check out some of his matches. Just a great experience. Last week we talked to him. He was on the podcast. He had just got showed up for OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, for fans who aren't familiar with that. But, yeah, I think their reputation speaks for themselves, for those who do know. And very cool to see Garrison Creed, a couple of the Minnesota area guys, getting a shot on that platform as well. So, yeah, excited to talk to him. And then at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to switch up and jump from WrestleMania week talk into a little more local talk around here, Minnesota. Going to do a little special segment. Very excited about that. We'll be joined by wrestling action figure customizer and photographer Jaron Peel, a.k.a. The Phenomenal Figures. You can find him on social media. But, yeah, I ordered an action figure from him. He had one for sale. I jumped on it right away. It was an action figure that stood out to me and a very cool exclusive. So excited to talk to him. Open that while he's on air. We'll talk about the figure, his process, how he puts that all together, the photography he's been doing. I've been following him on social media. I've been very excited to see. Kind of cool to see how he customizes these action figures, what ideas he has. He does some different action shots and some almost like fantasy matches. It's kind of cool to see the different action shots and everything going on. Amazing time that we live in creatively to be able to, you know, put together videos and music or audio and everything that we are at our fingertips. Right now I'm doing the podcast. I'm doing this podcast right now off my phone. It's crazy that I can have, you know, guests from wherever here, bring them on, do our thing, have pre-recorded segments, you know, have the history of everything right here on the screen, here in the studio to bring it up. Yeah, very excited about our new format tonight. Just kind of interviewing guests, having fun, talking pro wrestling. Like what else is there to do for fun around here? Nothing! But, yeah, very excited. And then after we open the action figure, which is something to do with the Academy School of Pro Wrestling here in Minnesota, we'll talk to one of the students who's gone there, pro wrestler Ken E. Defiance, will join us later on in the second hour. Yeah, very excited. Jump around. WrestleMania week, what was my favorite part? It was probably seeing them in the triple threat match. And, although there was some huge, oh, I forgot to ask them about the Moxley stuff. Oh, man, I can't believe I forgot about that. I suck. I'm like the worst journalist ever. The hack journalist. But, yeah, amazing to see Jon Moxley in that match. See him at Bloodsport taking on Josh Barnett. And then the next night with spoilers. Alert, pause it here if you don't want to hear. Nick Gage getting revenge on RSP, winning back the GCW title. And then Moxley showing up with that face-to-face. And then, of course, still a huge WWE mark. I loved everything that I seen from them. Was really confused, as a lot of fans were, by the Fiend thing. But once they explained it, I'm excited to see that story. We don't have to always... I know that sports nerd in us wants to know who is the better wrestler, you know, but, like, yeah, we're here for the stories, fuckers. Sometimes, you know, there's so many different things that this is all about. And I think that's a beautiful thing, too, to have, that I want to talk wrestling with a lot of the fans. And it's cool that we get to talk to people inside the business, like we do, bringing the wrestlers on, or people from behind the scenes. Like Jaren tonight, like what he does. There's so many different spots, pro wrestling, different roles in that world for people to do. Let's check the phone lines again here real quick. Let's see. Hello. You're live on the State of Pro Wrestling show. All right. Let me just message him here real quick. I know he's got a lot going on. Very busy guy. Hello. Would you like to go live with us here? Any questions? All right, we'll mute you again. You have been muted. Come on. There we go. That will give a shoot him a message quick. Say if he's make sure I sent him. Hey. Yeah. That was fun to see. I admit I didn't watch much. It was great to hear the huge positive reaction to Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair match. Still a lot of the matches. Like I said, I think the main thing has been these last couple of years is just WWE willing to bet on people and giving people a chance to be the draw or the main draw for a while and giving them a chance to run with the ball, because a lot of the people, like, you look at their roster and it's like, good God, you've got so many people that could be that top draw. And I think that's where fans get really frustrated. But it's like, you got to understand there's so many different roles, and you got 30 people who could be the top person, but you can't have 30 top people. Hold on. I'll be right back in a second. Reaching out to Garrison Creed here. Trying to get his WrestleMania week experience. I know we had talked to him last week. It was Wednesday. He was just getting to Tampa that night. And had an autograph signing the next day during like a charity type event. And then had a wrestling event hosted by one of his sponsors, Boot and Heel. It was cool to learn about Boot and Heel too, that they weren't just like a pro wrestling brand, that they were like this diverse brand, but they were really, had a couple pro wrestlers sponsored underneath their brand. So very interesting. I love every aspect of
Yeah, I was very excited. I know he's got a huge match coming up this weekend in the Chicago area. I don't want to misquote the promotion. I want to say it, but I don't want to say it if it's wrong. But I know Garrison Creed has a huge title match in the Chicago area this weekend, this Friday, against Nick Brubaker, man. I was almost pretty close to driving down there as well because it's 2.5 hours south of Oshkosh, where we're going to end up Saturday night for ACW, their huge wrestling con, and huge, one of their biggest show of the year, you know, traditionally. I mean, this year, obviously, it's, you know, anyways. Yeah, excited to go to that, be there this weekend. Wrestling fans listening, hopefully we'll see you there. Excited to get back out there, talk to fans. Masks required. Probably try to stay safe, but it's kind of a cool environment. The way they said it is going to be set up. The merch tables, they said, you kind of pick up your table and you set it up wherever you want to set it up in this area. They said they have the ring in the middle of this area. So very excited about that, thinking about the possibilities. You know, we can kind of have like our own little crew, have some fun. You know, I think that's my number one mission with all this, is just to have a good time and help spread that love for pro wrestling. So, yeah, I'm very excited to get back out there and start hitting some of these merch booths, start putting together some merch of our own again. We were really on a roll last year, and then COVID hit, and it was like, well, you know, everything was kind of up in the air, not just in the pro wrestling world. So, here we go. We'll jump on the line here. We got pro wrestler Garrison Creed, the mercenary, Garrison Creed on the line. Thank you for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me. Kind of lost track of time today with driving back from Louisville, Kentucky.
Dang, man. No problem. Totally understand. I know you're a busy guy. Grateful that you can spend any amount of time with us in between your busy travels. I know when I originally asked you about WrestleMania week, I was like, hey, man, you looking for somebody to ride with? I was trying to split my costs and get down to Tampa for cheap. And you hit me with this amazing tour list of all these different shows that you were doing. Can you take us through that list really quick?
Sure can. I did a 2-week loop. I went down and I hit up Southern Wrestling Federation out in Tullahoma, Tennessee first, and then I went on out Boot and Heel, my merchandise sponsor. They're branching out into the promotion game, so I went out to Clarksville, Tennessee for their first event, and then shot on up to work for Al Snow up in OVW in Louisville, Kentucky. Got a little training up there, got a little TV time, then shot down to Tampa. I got there a little early. That's when you got a hold of me for the first one. And I felt bad because I had just canceled my hotel reservation when we had to talk. So I was all in kind of a mood because that whole first hotel I stayed in was an absolute slum. I mean, there was wires ripped out of the walls. All the appliances were ripped out of my hotel room. It wasn't cleaned. Then they tried giving me a second one, and there was a hole in the drywall. You know, I can look into the next room, and I just finally told them, "Hey, I'm not staying here." and then we talked. if I seemed a little sour last time, I apologize.
No, not at all. I was about to say that's a testament to how professional you are, because you conducted yourself amazingly, man. I had a great time last week. I know me myself, I was my vehicle had broke down a couple hours out of town, and just kind of did the show live from where I was at. So I was pretty destitute as well.
Oh, don't even get me started on that, because like I went and did the show in Tampa. I went and hung out at Game Changer for a little bit. Hung out with Tony Atlas and watched some of the action over there. Then I spent the entire day watching the Generation Championship Wrestling's all day string of events, right up until my Boot and Heel show, where I took on and defeated Mambo Italiano.
Awesome.
And then the next the next day, you know, I helped tear down the ring. You know, Generation had another show in a neighboring county, so I helped them tear down and get ready for that. And as I was leaving, I was in a very hectic area, and I ended up T-boning another guy. So I had my own little car troubles down there myself.
Oh, no.
luckily my vehicle's only got, you know, it's just had a botched nose job now. I was able to drive it all the way back up, no problems. The other guy, and both me and him were fine. You know, good thing for insurance. They're going to cover any of his damages. And like I said, I'm good on my end. So I was able to come back up. And then I went on over to, last Sunday, I went and hung up at School of Morton and spent the day with Ricky Morton up there. Gave him two good solid matches for his TV videotapings up there. Went back up to Louisville, Kentucky for another day of training and another videotaping there. And, shot back up here. So it was a lot of road time. It was a lot of talking with people that had been there, that have done things. It was a great learning experience for me. I sat under a number of different learning trees and, you know, got some in-ring training time. Nonetheless, I got some good eyes on me everywhere that I went. So it was a very solid 2 weeks of action for me.
Awesome, man. That's exactly what I was looking for, to hear how your week went. Great to hear the update. Let's see if we got our guest on the line. Let's see if we have any.
Yeah, sure. Let's get some questions.
Hello, caller. Did you have any questions for Garrison Creed here? Oh, maybe we got somebody else. Oh, I don't know. That might be one of our one of our other guests.
Long awkward silence.
Yeah. Trying to be the best podcast DJ here, getting familiarized with this new format, and get out there in different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, any main takeaways from your little tour? Was that, you said 2 weeks you were out? Man, that was amazing to think about that experience. Well, or the grind, like you say, you go through shit.
Yep. I mean, I had my vehicle was all prepped. I mean, I had some spare blankets and stuff for me if I needed to crash at a truck stop. I had a cooler full of food. I pretty much lived off of peanut butter and jelly and protein shakes. I just enjoyed the trip, you know, because, like, you know, if I had places to be, I had places to be. I have gym memberships, so I always made sure to hit the gym up every day that I could. Utilize the showers at the gyms, utilize the tanning, so I still kept my routine and just kept at it. I mean, I maybe averaged about 4 hours of sleep a night, if that. But I mean, that's where my military experience can attest for that, you know, giving me that experience then, helping me now in this, in a much less stressful situation, still maintain that high level of just being able to get it done.
Man, the fan in me is loving this, man. Thank you for joining us, giving us that update. Just great to hear. I just love hearing this story and hearing you do your thing, man.
God. Yep, and the next stop is, as I'm spending just one day here at home to relax and kind of catch up on things, I'll be heading on out to Illinois, to around the Chicagoland area this Friday for Chicago-style wrestling, where I am the number one contender for the Filth King, Nick Brubaker's CSW heavyweight title. He took a beating at the last show, got pile-driven on a chair by Vic Capri. He's running around with a gimp neck right now, and he's still going to be all prideful and, you know, defend his belt. And even though I'm telling him, hey, do the smart thing, just give it up to me. Be able to go home to your family. But, hey, if he's going to be stubborn and step in the ring with me, you know, again, my military training is going to come on in. I know he's hurt. I'm going to exploit that, and that's going to lead to me leaving as the CSW heavyweight champion.
Yeah, perhaps he should be rethinking this thing. We had a chance to interview Nick Brubaker with Zero Gravity a couple years back, and yeah, amazing match there. Right there, you talk about Brubaker versus the mercenary Garrison Creed. We're headed out to Oshkosh, Wisconsin this weekend for ACW. Got a big wrestling con, but definitely thought about driving the extra 2.5 hours south to see that match, man. Like, yeah, I still might convince one of my friends to drive down there because Brubaker versus Garrison Creed, like, good God, man, that's like.
Yeah, we're talking about an entire roster, an entire locker room of guys I have yet to face off with in one-on-one action. So, I mean, Chicago-style wrestling right now, if you want to see some fresh mercenary action, Chicago-style is the way to go. I mean, me, this is the first time stepping in the ring with Nick Brubaker, first time that we're going to be touching each other. So it's going to be, you know, some hot live wire action ready to go. We're going to tear the place up.
Awesome, man. I'm very excited. Any last words for the fans or places they can keep up with you before we let you go?
Again, follow me on the social medias. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Garrison Creed. Look it up. You'll find it. I got my Pro Wrestling Tees store up and running. I do believe they got a 20% off spring fling sale going on right now. So go ahead and take advantage of that. Get yourself some mercenary gear. Of course, I got my boot and heel mercenary gear up as well at bootandheel.com. Look up Garrison Creed on there. And just remember, you know, come on out, support all these indie shows, and don't forget, support the cause, my cause.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Very cool to see Boot and Heel doing some more stuff, stepping in the pro wrestling world, too. And just like I was saying, a different aspect of the pro wrestling game is sponsorship. And, yeah, great to see somebody like you out there making these strides, getting more looks at you, and excited to follow your career as you continue to grow, man. Thank you for joining us here tonight.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you very much for having me, man.
Awesome, man. Take care. Excited to –
Yep.
Is there anywhere – shoot. Sorry. The mark in me is getting too excited. I'm like, ask him, like, 8 more questions. No. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, man. We're all out of time, fans. We got to go. It's time for the second hour. The war zone.
All right. Take it easy, my man. Take it easy.
All right. Thank you for joining us, man. Take care. Awesome. That was the mercenary Garrison Creed. Very grateful that he could join us. Like he was saying, man, what a schedule to keep up and to be on the road like that. Good guy. If you've been on the road, you understand the grind that it is. And to be still eating right and going to the gym and taking care of himself. And like you said, where all that military training came in handy for him, man. And God, just such a character. Look him up, man. The mercenary Garrison Creed. Let's do like a top. Let's do a list. I've been wanting to do a list. Let's do a top 10 or top 25 mercenary Garrison Creed. Where's my paper and pen? Let's write that down. That's something I need to get on as soon as possible. We're gonna kick one more jam before we're gonna. Sorry for your fans who wanted to kick this off at 8. We're gonna do one more jam and then we'll. Kick it off on our second hour. Running late as usual. State of Pro Wrestling. We're always somewhere talking about wrestling.
We love our new
home. Hold on. You didn't pay me nothing. Not paying yet. If you would like to advertise here on the State of Pro Wrestling podcast, get a hold of me. I'm usually much more smoother than this. State of Pro Wrestling at Gmail. You can get a hold of us or get a hold of us on any social media, Facebook. What are the other social media sites? MySpace? No, not MySpace. AOL Messenger? Is that still? No, not on there. ICQ? We used to have that back in high school. That was cool. But anyways, what are we in? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're trying to build our YouTube. If you could subscribe on there, it'd be much appreciated. Then the more subscribers we get, like, people think we're cooler. So that'd be awesome. But yeah, let's get into it. A little jam that I hope you enjoy. Because I am. Is this muted?
It's that beat.
Oh. We'll be back shortly in the second hour.
How wild the crowd is. You keep the staff flying my salad. I see why I need a salad. When I shout so much, I can speak Italian. I don't know why you want it better for my kids. And I ain't saying we was from the project, but every time I want to lay away on the project, my dad would say, be close your eyelids. You sort of like Will Smith and his son. In the movie, I ain't talking about the rich one. Every summer, he'll get some brand new head brain team to get this one. And I don't know what he did for dope, but he'll send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And hey, hey.
think he did. When he packed up and brought it back to the crib, just a little something to tell you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so thin. That's that shit. So we don't do it, do it just like this.
What if you could remove price of
chick again? Menace, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Chick again, menace, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Tweaking off that TCB, huh? If you don't make it TPD, huh? Daughters gon' run, DMC, huh? I done died and lived again on DMT, huh? See, this the type of eye that won't come down. This the type of eye that get you gunned down. Yee-dee-yee-dee trolling OD, huh? Turn TMC to snap DVD, huh? Russell Simmons wanna pray for me, too. I'ma pray for him cause he got me, too. Thinking what is that happening to me, too. Then I'm gonna be loose.
Chick again, menace, frightening, find out. Sometimes I scare myself. Chick
keep that going. Probably sounds really cool. Welcome back, wrestling fans. WWE might block this, but this is John Fredrickson, State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back here, second hour of our post-WrestleMania special. But enough of the WrestleMania week talk. At least until next week. Tonight, in the second hour, maybe I should have done the War Zone thing. Let's do it. Hold on. Bear with me, Jer. In the second. Oh, no. No, I screwed it up. They have a different thing for the Warzone intro. There we go. The second hour tonight. Oh, stop it. Play the right one. In the second hour tonight. It's going to get raw. It's going to get warish. As we bring our next guest on. Are you fans ready? I can't hear you. I said, are you ready? Are you ready for the second hour of the State of Pro Wrestling Podcast? Because we've been inside of it for 10 minutes now. But I don't think you're ready yet. I don't think you're ready for our next guest, wrestling action figure, customizer, and photographer, Jaron Peel, a.k.a. The Phenomenal Figures. You can find him on social media under that name. Maybe you've got a wrestling action figure you'd like him to give us that. I don't know if he's taking requests right now or not. Let's jump to the phone lines and see. If we got Jaron, are you with us here? Live on the second hour of the State of Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Am I coming through?
Yeah. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Awesome intro right there.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I've been trying to have more fun with this thing. I'm glad that we're back in the studio this week. Like, last week we were stranded on the side of the road, and we made the most of it. It was a pretty awesome episode. It just reminded me of just the love for pro wrestling that I have and how much I love talking pro wrestling. Glad to have you on here. Not every guest we have is a pro wrestler, but that doesn't take away from their role in the wrestling world. Like this weekend, we're headed out to Wrestling Con out there in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And I know that Matt Cardona and Brian Myers, formerly, you know, Zack Ryder, Kurt Hawkins of the the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Do you keep up with those guys at all?
Wrestling Figure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, man, and how did you get into how did you get into customizing and everything?
Oh man, it was probably, I'm guessing, late 2017 or early 2018. I just been watching a lot of YouTube videos of customizing, and then a lot of stop motioning, right, and just got inspired from that. So I've been years now.
Interesting, man. And were you into art before that, or any different art forms?
As a kid, I kind of like drawing a little bit, and like drawing cars, and not the greatest stuff, but I mean, just little stuff like that, and then school art classes. So, little bit here and there.
Awesome, man. Yeah, very excited. When I seen the piece that you had up for sale, I had to jump on it, and it spoke to me. We're going to open that up. We're going to save that as a little surprise at the end of the segment. I've been waiting to open this thing until we had you here on air to kind of do a – I should probably record it and do one of those corny opening things, but this is an exclusive for the podcast, audio-only exclusive. Now, Jared, how did you get into pro wrestling as a fan, or what was your first kind of memory of pro wrestling?
I would probably say 2010 or 11. My dad showed me an old tape of WrestleMania 7. Macho Man Savage is the Ultimate Warrior.
All right. What was it about pro wrestling that got you?
Kind of the psychology, and then the way that, kind of mainly how the crowds reacted to it, like while they're doing all this crazy stuff and getting the fans interested into it, and just all those crazy moments that they have in like WWE. And I watched a little WCW, but like it was mainly WWE stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a cool aspect. Just I think that's one of the things that intrigues me, or makes me want to try to go to the wrestling school someday, is to just to be able to get a reaction from the crowd like they do. It's like so amazing. Or when you watch the Scott Hall story where he talked about, you know, walking out, or any of those wrestlers, you know, walking out and having a stadium full of people chanting for you, that feeling, you know. Imagine
yeah.
That. But locally, do you keep up with the independent wrestling scene here around Minnesota at all?
A little bit here and there. I usually stick to Steel Domain Wrestling and Midwest All-Star, but since those are closed down, I've been watching, or at least reading news about, like, Wisconsin wrestling, and I know Downtown Petey Brown just wrestled at Brew City Wrestling, so I've been
awesome.
Talking to him a little bit about this. So.
Cool, and you had done a custom figure of Downtown Petey Brown as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I've done two, and I sold one of them to him. He did a YouTube video about it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, Downtown Petey Brown, he's one of my favorite personalities around here in the Midwest, Minnesota, Midwest area. Shows, man, just everything that he brings to the table, man, is behind the scenes and everything. Yeah, very cool. I think my first memory of him, I think I've seen him a couple shows, but I remember we were trying to do this Minnesota, what was it called? Minnesota Pro Wrestling? I don't know what it was. We were it's kind of like what we're doing, but it was more focused on the indie scene of Minnesota. And one of the first stories that I wrote was about downtown Petey Brown and that Steel Domain show, where they were on a baseball diamond. It was raining, and like halfway through the match, Petey Brown is just running the bases, and his opponent is chasing him around the bases, trying to catch him and beat him up. And it was just seeing how he made something out of nothing. And yeah, it took, I don't know, man. It was just such. That's what pro wrestling is to me, man. Like, I love that aspect of it. Now you're a big fan of Steel Domain. What was it about Steel Domain that makes you such a big fan of them?
Around 2017 when I got into a little bit of the custom figure stuff, but I remember 2017 – it wasn't technically SDW, but it had wrestlers of the Steel Domain. It was called Under the Big Top, and it had wrestlers like Mitch Paradise and Zeppio Saunders and a bunch of wrestlers like that. And I had gotten the news about that event from a thrift store because I had bought a bunch of wrestling DVDs. And I was like, yeah, I'll check out the show. And me and my dad went over there and just – it was an awesome show, and that led to watching SDW and Richfield and Bloomington. So, yeah.
Awesome. Under the Big Top. I think Mitch Paradise puts those on, those shows. He was doing one every year. I mean, yeah. COVID obviously kind of stopped stuff, but you did a great action figure of Mitch Paradise, and you've done some amazing work. You said you started in... In what year you've been doing custom action figures for how long now?
Probably late 2017 or early 2018. I believe Mitch Paradise was my first action figure in the Blue Flames attire.
Wow, nice. How many of those have you done? That's cool. I like that your attention to detail like that, where you've got the different attires as well. That's something I think fans overlook a lot of the time is the different apparel. I think that's one of the cool thing about action figures was getting the different looks of the wrestlers as they changed and evolved.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of designs on there, and like the Blue Flames and the two green palm trees when he had the longer hair.
Old school Mitch Paradise, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's such a legendary. Palm trees.
Yes. It's like a modern-day Paul Bunyan, man. Like, just legend.
Around these
parts. Been dying, hoping that one day I'll get into his world and get to do an interview with him. But, yeah, great character. Got to talk to him quite a few times. Got to know him through MIW shows. He was a mainstay of there as well. Almost every promotion around Minnesota, and he's been the guy for a long time around here. Don't know, check out Mitch Paradise. Now, can you tell us more about your brand that you're creating these figures through, or take us more beyond the brand and what you're offering? Or if a fan sent you to say, hey, I want a custom action figure of this wrestler. Is that something that you would take on or consider, or take us behind what you do?
I think the first I had started posting wrestling figures on Instagram and stuff, and I did I don't remember which exactly figure it was, but Moses Mayhem had reached out to me. He was a Minnesota wrestler. Moved to Florida, and he had reached out to me to do a custom figure, and I was like, yeah. Well, at first I was like, I wasn't sure if my work was that good, but then I was like, something to try out and some way to get some money. So it was cool to do that, and just to do a figure of Moses Mayhem, the big jack dude, and then the camel pants and everything. So
yeah, classic wrestling character, right, for sure.
Yeah, I just kind of spiraled from there, and I've done stuff for Petey Brown, and then did it for a relative of Mitch Paradise's, and then she had given the figure, or I think she had given the figure to Mitch Paradise, and he took a picture of it, and downtown Petey Brown's got a picture with it, and with his figure, and so does Moses. So, yeah, it was kind of, it was, I was just shocked how fast the kind of my name went around that in Minnesota. So,
man, wonderful story, man. Reminds me of a couple months ago on the podcast here, we got to talk to Wrestling with Unicorns. Are you familiar with Wrestling with Unicorns?
When you did the podcast, I didn't know about them originally, but then I looked them up on Instagram, and yeah, they've been doing a lot of crazy stuff on there, so been keeping up a little bit with them.
You remind me a lot of them because they're just really humble, and I mean, they do a different art form. They do like highlight clips, you know, social media clips, but just how humble they were and how natural they got into it. Like, it's very cool to see that you've been in this just a couple of years and people are taking note. And it's got to be a great feeling to see these wrestlers taking pictures of themselves with the action figures, like, of your work, man. How does that feel?
It feels awesome, man. His first picture was what Mitch Paradise did, and I was, like, shocked. I was on a trip somewhere, and I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, wow, my figure with the wrestler himself. So it's awesome to get that feeling that someone's appreciating my work that I'm doing, and just that they're even doing pictures and posting on social media. So, yeah.
Awesome, man. Hell yeah. Well, let's get into it. I got Kenny Defiance on the line as well tonight. We got to get to him. I keep running late on everything. It's kind of my calling card. Is there anything you'd like to get out there to the public, to the fans listening, about you and your brand and what you do or where they can keep up with you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much all over social media. On Instagram, I'm at The Phenomenal Figures. On Facebook, it's my name, Jaron Peel. And then I got two Facebook groups called MN Custom Indie Figures, and then MN Custom Wrestling Figure Matches. So.
Hey, man, I've been a big fan of following you there on one of the Facebook groups. All right, let me see where I'm at here. We're gonna Facebook Live this because I'm like trying to get better at this stuff, and I'm really old and shit. But hell yeah, let's check out this action figure. I got this thing in the mail here from some guy named Jaron, and he does these custom figures, and he's pretty awesome. I had a couple requests to change this action figure a little bit, and you came through amazing, man. Like, I can't say enough about your work and how humble and how great you were. Like, definitely recommend if fans out there have a custom figure, come to my man, Jared. What's your brand again?
Right now I call it The Phenomenal Figures.
I like that, man. I like that. But yeah, check him out.
And yeah, the main focus right now is Minnesota wrestling figures. So
Let me get this. All right. Let's see. I'm gonna have to find a chair here. Sorry, man. I'm like the whole effing show in my own reality as well. I'm like my own cameraman, my own audio guy. Hopefully people start paying for the Patreon soon so I can, like, hire people to do this, and it'll be way better. But until then, I remain the whole effing show. Let's do this. Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
We are dual here. State of Pro Wrestling Podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live. He's got a knife, and he's got this package. We're going to open this package. That was sent to me by Jaron of The Phenomenal Figures. Me and you know what this action figure is, but the fans out there, they don't know. Oh, there's some canned koozies in here. Did you send me some? I love it.
Yeah, that is some extra stuff just to get rid of, but
Nice, man. I like that. Got his branding and everything on there, some different figures that you've done, some information about you. Let's hold that up. Very cool. Yeah, we'll take a picture of that and share that with the fans. Here's the action figure that we pulled out of there in bubble wrap, the reveal. Anybody here on Facebook Live got any guesses what this could be? Yeah, so excited to buy this action figure. I guess we'll share that story with you as well. It's just one of the topics we've been looking to cover more as well when I really wanted to get into this, you know, but now that we finally have the time and money to really do it, very excited. Oh, hit this man up. Look at that. Remember you had the beard. You touched up the beard. Look at that. Just amazed to look at this on the screen myself. Ooh, look at that shot. Oh, he hit a pose. He's waiting for the microphone. The Mr. Anderson figure. The custom, the Academy School of Pro Wrestling. Ken Anderson got the official shirt and everything, man. Like, I don't know. I really want to keep this, but, like, I feel like if Ken wants it, I have to, like, give it to him because, God, look at this thing, man. Like, yeah, you've done some great work, man, for somebody who's only been doing it a couple of years. Yeah, it looks even better in real life than on the pictures that you sent. Awesome job, man. Thank you so much. I know I had requested to change the shirt a little bit, too. And the beard, and he came through and he did it. Like, he thinned out the beard and added to the tank top, made it. Such a great job. Can you take us behind, what's your process when take us behind the process of this Ken Anderson figure, like from start to finish. Can you do that for us?
Mm-hmm. I want to pull up the picture again just to remember what I did with it.
See if I can put it on the
screen. Okay, there it is. there we go. Yeah, so first I started out, I bought a, I think it was on Ringside Collectibles, I bought a The Rock Elite 47.5. And then I bought a Mr. Anderson Deluxe or TNA Deluxe figure head and put those, or I left them disconnected for a little bit while I painted. And I believe I started skin toning first because the Rock is a little bit darker. So I skin toned the arms and then part of the legs right there. And then I painted like the little white dots that he's got on the knee pads. And the black boots, they kept the same. And then the main part of it is the black Academy shirt. Painted that up originally. And then it added on extended the shirt to the arms a little bit, like you said. And I attempted to do the Academy logo by hand, but it was just ridiculous and trying to that. So I did kind of print off the logo and put it on there. So this a little bit easier step to do that. And what is it? I did that with the tattoo too. And the elbow pads, I kept the same, painted the wrist tape white. And then the head, skin tone the head a little bit. Painted the hair a little bit of a brown and then did the same for the beard. Are you still there?
Oh, sorry. I had you on mute. Or had me on mute for you. But yeah, it's such a great job here, man. So trying to do the simulcast. But yeah, thank you for joining us here, man. Any last plugs or words for the fans?
Just follow me on the social media platforms and look forward to some more work. Current Well, currently I got a project that I'm doing for a friend, but then a personal project is it should be a Jay Bradley OVW ring gear. So look out for that on social media.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you, Jaren, for joining us. I hope that we get to hang out at some future shows coming up, and we get to talk, man. It was great to meet you tonight and learn a little bit more of your story. And definitely great. So happy with this action figure, man. Definitely send you a tip in the future as well for this. Great job, man. Yeah, it looks even more amazing than the photos you sent, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problems. Awesome to work on that figure, so.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, I'll take some pictures of my own and post on social media, or maybe see if I can get a photographer of my own. Maybe we could talk to Ken and see if we could do a photo shoot there at the Academy. Have the action figure in the Academy ring and around the Academy, man. That'd be kind of cool, huh?
Yeah,
would you
be
down?
Be awesome
would you
be
down
there.
For that?
Right, yeah,
well, I'll
definitely.
I'll talk to him and see what we can do, man. Thank you for joining us here tonight on the State of Pro Wrestling podcast to talk about the action figure and everything you do, customizing and the photography work. I love what you do. I love your ring setup and the background and just, yeah, like we talked about earlier, the attention to detail that you really put into this, man. It's a great job. You got a great gift, man. I hope you all the best moving forward, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great night.
Yep. You too.
All right. And speaking of Ken Anderson, the owner, coach, the Academy School of Pro Wrestling here, Minneapolis, Minnesota. He even put Minneapolis, Minnesota on the trunks. Good God. Man. It makes me want to start a one of those YouTube federations. And he's just going to beat the crap out of Sandman and DDP. We're definitely putting him over Bam Bam. Giving Ken a huge push, man. Oh, excuse me. This action figure looks so amazing. So happy. But, yeah, speaking of the Academy School of Pro Wrestling, we've got somebody who has been at that school, who has dove headfirst into the world of pro wrestling, the strange world. We've got Ken E. Defiant joining us here tonight. Ken, do we have you on the line?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello. How are you doing? We are here with pro wrestler Ken E. Defiant.
Are you ready to rock?
How are you feeling,
rock?
Man?
Good.
I am.
Good. Can
I
you
am.
Hear me? All right.
Hearing you
thanks
loud
for having
clear,
me on,
man.
John. Good,
thank
good. It's a tough
us.
Act to follow, man. You got a great, great group of guys on tonight, man. I tell you what. Woo!
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
all those dudes,
another,
you know.
Another fun night.
Jaren, he does
this.
Great work.
Yeah. I was so amazed by that Ken Anderson action figure, like getting it here in person. I'm glad I waited until the podcast to do that. Because, yeah, man. I'm not putting this guy over. Like, I paid a lot of money, paid some good money for this thing, and I am happy for it. But, yeah, Ken Anderson, can you tell us a few sentences about what you think of him, what he means to you?
Oh, well, he's, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to get out in the ring and show my talent, if you will. He provided a great... Great environment for it. You see all the guys that come out of there. It's unbelievable. You know, I don't know of any other place that has such talent just rolling out of there like the Academy has, you know. So it's, I don't know. I'm just thankful to be a part of what he's been doing. So.
And can you take us behind your training there? At the Academy School of Pro Wrestling in Minneapolis. I know that just saw recently because of COVID and whatnot, but.
Yeah. They shut down. It's been a while now, but yeah. Well, they start you off, you know, not doing anything easy. They kind of beat your mind into a whole other realm. So it's not like you're just going to hang out with your friends, you know. So It's not like going to the gym. You know, they push you until you want to quit and maybe a little bit further, and then they start teaching you wrestling after that. So, you know, it's not just go there and learn wrestling. There's a little bit more to it.
And you got a unique story, man. You're not a super young guy either. You've been through some life experience. Now, what drew you? What made you? Why did you sign up to go to the School of Pro Wrestling, man? Can you take fans behind your story and who you were and what you did before pro wrestling?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was at some indie events and I saw, you know, Garrison Creed and JDX and you know, the likes of those
nice
guys, and it's hard not to fall in love with pro wrestling again as an older guy, you know.
Sure.
It's one thing to see it on TV, but when you can go, you know, not too far from the house and you see guys like that out there just having great matches, kind of like a little bit of your youth kind of sparks back in. So that's kind of what got into it, and then I tracked Ken down a little bit and began training.
Awesome, man. Now, can you take us behind your experience in pro wrestling? You said you got to wrestle a couple shows already. Is that right?
Yeah. My first match was a battle royal for Midwest All-Star Wrestling. It was their Grand Slam 2 event. And it was just stacked card for all the indie guys and a bunch of AWA legends. Road Warrior Animal was like the troubleshoot commissioner. So it was
nice.
Just an unbelievable experience, actually. I could have stopped right there and it would have been fine. But it's hard to do with when you're surrounded with so many talented guys that are just pushing you all the time to just, you know, okay, I'm satisfied, you know.
Very cool. Classic that your debut was in a battle royal. Did you get to throw anybody over the top, or what was that experience like for getting thrown out there for your first time?
I did not. In fact, I got thrown over, you know, as you can imagine, I was the first guy out. So it was like a better
All
luck
right.
next time, kid.
Sure. You're a new guy, first match. You know, want to keep it simple for sure. Now, what aspects of pro wrestling have drawn you into this or make you want to do this?
That's an interesting question. There's just so many aspects to pro wrestling. I think you kind of got into this earlier in the show. You know, there's just so much to it. You can travel down one road and then go down another road in pro wrestling where, you know, it's hard to get bored with it. So the more I get into one thing, if I set something else down, it's easy to get inspired to keep working at it.
Sure, man. There's so many different aspects. I always call it the ultimate form of entertainment. Like, I know I've done music before, and there's other different entertainment fields that I like to get into, but I feel like wrestling is just like the ultimate, the combination of all these different forms of art.
Yeah, I have a long experience with music as well. And, I agree that there's something a little bit more to pro wrestling than there is to music. Even though music, it connects with everybody, I think pro wrestling possibly can too, if done right.
Yeah, there's so much I learned from once I became a pro wrestling fan and just kind of seen it happen. Especially Ken Anderson, like I went up there paid to be a part of the Xbox seminar. Like, I didn't participate because obviously I'm not trained or nothing, just kind of sat in a bystander, but very cool experience nonetheless. But just to witness Ken doing his thing and just the charisma and everything that he had and just how much of just an entertaining presence there.
Yeah, he's real passionate about what he does, so it's nice to be kind of learning from somebody who's He's living in the now. So.
Are you looking to continue your education there at the School of Pro Wrestling or the Academy School of Pro Wrestling, or what are you looking at doing right now moving forward?
Well, my plan is, you know, I'm always trying to further my education, and my goal, I guess, would be as long as they're going to be around, I would like to be a part of the family. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes.
All right.
But I also want to go out and train other places. You know, I was fortunate enough to go wrestle for Nick Dinsmore, who's wrestled for WWE as Eugene. He's got a little promotion up in North Dakota. And I was able to take a little lesson from him and wrestle AWA legend Pat Tanaka in a battle royal. So that's been
really awesome.
Huge, I guess, for just, I don't know, not that I'm not trying, but breaks. Already. Yeah,
for being that early into it, man. That's awesome. I think that's one of the cool things about pro wrestling. Last week we were talking to Timothy Theory, and he was just listing off the names of superstars from the 80s and 90s that he's gotten to step into the ring with, and it was like, I think that's one of the cool aspects of pro wrestling, that you're able to see them. For fans to go to the shows, get to meet them, get autographs, chat with them at the after party or whatever, you know, like, you know, where else, what other, you know, you can't, what other form of entertainment can you go kind of chum it up with your favorites, or get to step into the ring, like you're being to step into the ring and to have
right,
like
I get
so
to learn,
far.
I get to learn from them on the job training, which is amazing, you know. So it's like you could say I'm living my dream, you know, and which is, I don't know, undescribable. But, you know, it's you got to go for it, man. You'll never get it if you don't go for it. So.
Oh, yeah, I love that
like,
about you.
You know, with anything, you just got to stay healthy. So I ordered the complete DDP yoga gig.
Uh-oh.
So I'll be working on my stretching so I don't die. And I don't know, that's kind of just where I'm at, you know, just trying to eat right, stay healthy, and stay positive, stay working. And, you know, I'm so inspired with all the great things around me. So I can't just, I can't do anything but keep kicking ass, you know, so.
Awesome, man. Great to hear that. Now, can you tell us, fans who are unfamiliar with you, can you sum up who is Kenny Defiance?
Well, Kenny Defiance is like the rock and roll Rambo of wrestling, you know. I've got little musical genius in my character, so there'll be a little guitar bashing here and there, lots of musical references. Long hair, head banging, and unpredictable behavior. Maybe stuff you'll see at a rock show. Who knows?
Awesome, man. Excited to get back out there when things open back up and to experience and see you firsthand. Is there anywhere
fans
can keep up with?
Well, I have a show
this
Sunday.
Keep up with you or kind of check out your work? Sorry. Oh, this Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this Sunday down in Trainer, Iowa for Liberty Wrestling Entertainment. I'll be on the card with Gil Rogers. He's also known as Rory Fox. He's kind of big deal on the indie scene. Dog. He's a huge indie scene guy. And Salty Delty, he'll be on the card, and he'll be in a dog collar match, so that'll be interesting. And it's a crazy, crazy, crazy wrestling world, you know. The last time I was down there, I got put under a curse by the Voodoo King Mojo McQueen, and there was a voodoo doll involved. And yeah, you can check the video out on my Facebook page. I've got a file on my Facebook page. You can go to the videos and check it out there. where the Voodoo King, Mojo McQueen, stabs a voodoo doll, and I get possessed. It's quite the deal. And then I've got a YouTube page and a Twitter account, so you can check out Kenny Defiance on YouTube, Kenny Defiance on Facebook, and Kenny Defiance on Twitter.
Awesome, man. And what time is that show on Sunday?
It's Sunday night. I think the bell time's 7 p.m. Trainer, Iowa, Liberty Wrestling Entertainment. You can check them out as well on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch. I think they've got it all, you know.
Dang, man. We might have to extend our road trip, try to get down there.
Yeah.
I'd love to see you in action.
Yeah, it should be great.
A couple trips down to Iowa, a lot of great wrestling there, a lot of great wrestling history, arguably next to Minnesota, the birthplace of pro wrestling.
Yeah, there's a lot of good history down there. I'd like to get into, what do they have, that cauliflower club meeting down there?
Yeah, the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. They have a huge show.
Okay.
That's coming up as well. Yeah, very cool. They induct a couple people in the Hall of Fame. They got the Dan Gable Museum down there in Waterloo. And hopefully we'll be going down there. It's like a 2-3 day event thing. Yeah, they do a Hall of Fame and a bunch of wrestling and got the Hall of Fame building there, amateur and pro wrestling museum.
Yeah, I've seen guys in the past post pictures and reviews, and I missed the boat on it. Maybe next time. I don't know, this time or whenever, but it looks fun.
Maybe this year, man.
Yeah,
we're still debating.
Maybe
throw you in that car.
Never know.
Oh yeah. Any last words for the fans before we take off tonight?
Just keep supporting local wrestling. You know, we need you. And, take care of each other. Peace and love.
Oh, yeah, man. We're here with pro wrestler Kenny Defiance. So let's check the lines one last time before we head off. It was great to touch base with you, get to know you better.
Thanks for having me, John.
Love and support. Appreciate your love and support for the podcast. And Sharon, and just all the love you've shown us here at the State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, good night.
All right, have a great night, man. Pro wrestler Kenny Defiance, and he'll be in action Sunday. It's awesome to hear him back out there. Just with as slowed down as things have gotten, great to see everyone getting back out there as things begin to be more safe and open up. What song do we end it with? You got the Mr. Anderson action figure here. Should we see if there's any, like, best of Mr. Kennedy's or something, or Mr. Anderson's? Should we put on a match? Yeah, let's put on a match. Let's do Ken Anderson versus and see what pops up, and do a little commentary before we head out. I know I've seen him in some classics already around here. And very cool. Step into the school and see him, be like, man, he stepped in the ring with Undertaker. Sting. All right, we've got Mr. Anderson versus Bully Ray. And we've got Cal Creed. I really want to see that. Versus the Great Muda. Holy shit. Let's go for that, I guess. Huh? Ooh, from some company called GWN Global Wrestling Network. They sound interesting. I wonder what they're about. You said broke 1,000 guitars. Amazing. If they were booking this sort of thing, Mr. Anderson, I still feel like it was great to see him show up in NWA. Like you said, to be there in the school and witness him firsthand, charisma, and just put him in front of some people, he'll be entertaining. And to know how close he got to the title and the top, and like I said, working with the best, and what he's done here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the Minnesota and Midwest scene.
Here we go.
the Academy School of Pro Wrestling. It changed the landscape. Like, I'd put his lineup against anybody in the world who he's turned out these last 1/4 pound. That list of graduates. And beyond the list of graduates, the people who have gone there and gained knowledge. Not everybody graduates. You can check out our YouTube channel. We interviewed him at the school a couple years ago. Excited to go out to Wisconsin. As a Vikings fan, go out to Lambeau. Talk some shit. Bring some pro wrestling.
I'm doing the introductions here.
Some pro wrestling promos. It's going to be a fun weekend.
I thought I said freaking wait.
It, man. He's got it. Yeah.
Since you don't want to freaking do it, I will. Anderson!
JD is in the ring. He will handle the ring announcement for our main event here.
So
Mr.
Excited.
Anderson versus the
Hopefully,
legendary.
Just hoping they reopen after COVID and everything. Hopefully sooner than later. You got to play it smart in your business, man. That's his baby. He's still there taking care of that brand, the Academy School of Pro Wrestling there in Minneapolis. But, yeah, it would be an honor to be able to go to that school. Hoping things will open up this summer, fall.
It's time for your main event.
Amazing the talent will cross through those doors.
At 235 1/4 pounds.
But here we're watching the global championship wrestling match. Ken Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
I got to call him Mr. Anderson.
Anderson. And now,
getting up on the rope.
Introducing, standing to my right, he
weighed in at
248 pounds and comes to us from Japan. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the legendary Great Muta.
Watch this match on YouTube, as I am right now.
If you've never had an opportunity, folks, to see the Great Muta compete, you're in for a treat here tonight. He's been doing it at the highest level for almost 3 decades, maybe 4 decades. JB, as you settle in here, how does it feel to be inside the ring in between Mr. Anderson and Muta?
Well, last year at Mount...
What happened to your career in the WWE?
I mean, you were there, and I just thought, hey, man, this kid's got a lot of potential. But it just seems like that there's a little bit of politics going on with your run.
There was, but from time to time, I sit and try to figure out, because I want my students to learn from my mistakes as well as my successes. You know, and anytime I get a chance to open up and share stuff that I look as missteps in the business, I try to share it with them. You know, the big thing is I was getting a really good push, and I always tried to maintain that humility, tried to be as humble as I possibly could. I know this can be taken away from me tomorrow, but at the same time, you start to believe your own bullshit a little bit. And when Chris Benoit did what he did, for some reason I felt like the entire world needed to know what Ken Anderson felt about that. You know, and I went on some news talk shows and things like that. And then the whole steroid thing, which I think was a huge kind of a misconception. You know, people knew part of the story, but not the entire story. And if you tell your I'm over here, so I'm going to be over.
Yeah, excited. State of Pro Wrestling headed out to Wisconsin, where Ken Anderson is from. Let's get as many interviews as we can this weekend.
the ACW Wrestling Con there in Oshkosh sold out. So excited to be a part of it. Watching how the event was put together and the names that they put on. Excited to become familiar with some of the wrestlers from that area as well. It's one of my favorite things in doing these travels is getting familiar with the local scene as well. And because there's amazing wrestlers in every corner of the globe. If you really look and check it out, you'd be quite impressed with what you see is out there. A lot of people that could be on TV getting TV time for some sort of network. Like some days I think about the fantasy roster. Like if I was given a Tony Khan, or if we could start another promotion and you had to pick people who aren't signed, how many rosters of great wrestlers we could fill up of entertaining people, great wrestlers that could be on TV and drawing money. So excited to be a part of that. State of Pro Wrestling. John Fredrickson here. Well, what should we send it off on? We got a couple minutes yet. Oh. What's the most WrestleMania thing? Yeah, fuck it. Good night, folks. Thanks for joining us. Another great podcast. Hope you can tune in this weekend. We'll do a bunch of Facebook Live stuff. Hopefully get some interviews with some wrestlers and some legends. And continue to build up the Patreon. You fans can be follow the Patreon. The modern-day version of the Pro Wrestling Magazine, the State of Pro Wrestling Patreon, for just $1 each month. You get interviews, all this content, $5 a month. You can influence the content, get a chance at winning some great prizes. We're trying to do the thing, represent here, State of Pro Wrestling 2021, getting back out there as things open up. Take it over. Have a great night. Thank you for tuning in.